Brachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Lili Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamesh Ben Rebeli Melech. Misha Mesa Mutu Lofanov. Patam Yikrishma Minatfila Minatfilin. A person, Lo'aleinu, has a relative of his that he's responsible to bury. Lofanov doesn't literally mean in front of him physically. It just means he's responsible. So he's Pater from Krishma, from Tfila, from Davening, and from Tfilin. He's really Pater from all mitzvahs in the Torah. The reason is because Osik Bim Mitzvah, Pater Min Mitzvah, like we learned. A person that's Osik in one mitzvah is Pater from all other mitzvahs. Why do we have this order? We understand Shema's first, but why does Tfila come before Tfilin? So the Taisi Santif explains, because many times Tfilin is on a person's body even after Tefillah, so that's why it's this order. Or Tefillah is Tadir, and it happens more often because it's on Shabbos, person davens. But Tefillin is not worn on Shabbos. That could be why also. The question, the Rashba actually asks that Tefillin really doesn't fit into Mutal Lefanov, because Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanov means a person responsible to bury the dead, which sounds like after the dead is buried, he's chayiv in all these things. But tefillin, that first day, he's not chayiv anyway because he's an avil, and an avil does not wear tefillin. So it doesn't really fit. And the Rikiv Eger points out that that could be why tefillin is listed last. Rikiv Eger has a beautiful ha'ara here as well. According to the Rashba, who we just mentioned, the Rashba actually holds that tefillin is not worn on Chol HaMoed. So we really, again, never find a day in the calendar that when one buries the dead, he's Potter from he's chayiv and tefillin the rest of the day. So that's why he had to say what he said. But according to Rashi and other shittas, that there are those that Rashi holds that you do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we have a day of the year, which is Chol HaMoed, because on Chol HaMoed there is no mourning. And if you hold that Chol HaMoed is a time for tefillin, so guess what? If a person would actually, lo aleinu, bury the dead, so after he buries the dead, he actually would be chayiv in tefillin. So tefillin is actually, there is a case of Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanov. There is a case where only when it's Mutal Lefanov, he's potter, but after it's Mutal Lefanov, he's chayiv, and that's Chol HaMoed. And we would understand also that that's not every day of the year, and that could also be, even according to Rashi, why it's listed after tefillah. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Nosei Amita v'chalufein v'chalufei chalufein. Those that carry the dead body, and those that are waiting to carry, the chalufein is to switch and transfer, those people waiting to do that, the chalufei chalufein, and lahavdul, like on deck and double deck, the ones that are waiting to be switched from those guys, eshelefnei hamita, whether it's the people that are in front of the dead body, that are waiting to carry it as they're walking through, veshel achar hamita, and those that already carry the body but are now behind, but they still have a chance that they're able to carry it again, either one of them, this is the way the Rav learns, either one of them, if they're still needed, paturin, they're pater from all mitzvahs, because like we said, oisik b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. And those that are not needed are chayiv. They're still chayiv to do kriyishma. Why? One would ask, the Taisi Santif asks, oisik b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah, although they're not actually needed to carry, still they're still doing a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. They're still doing levias hames. They're still walking in the street and giving honor to the dead. So why are they chayiv? So the answer is, the Taisi Santif explains that in order for a person to be potter from mitzvah, he has to be tarid. He has to be a little bit more involved. He can't just be walking, especially krishma, where it's so easy to just stop and say one pasuk. Eil ve'eil b'tur min atfila. However, all of them, even those that are just walking and they're not really going to be hands-on at this point, forwards, they're still potter from tefillah. Why? Because the Rav explains that tefillah is derabanan. Also, tefillah needs a lot of kavana. Mashenk in krishma is deraisa, and all you really need to do is to say the first pasuk with kavana.